Companies sometimes need to migrate from one server environment to another, during a merger or acquisition for example, but the complexity of such a migration can slow business down. This is because traditional methods make the process of data migration very slow, laborious and error-prone. What's needed is a system that can automatically process as much as possible while protecting the user's rights and data integrity. Having this capability would simplify migrations and keep the users productive and their data secure. This summary screen shows the result of a successful cross-empire data migration, listing the user's identities, security information, and the data that has successfully been migrated from one environment to another. Let's see how that was done. One of the tasks you can do with cross-empire data migration is a user-to-user migration. This option allows you to migrate users, home directories and rights. To perform the task, we simply run the wizard and pick the migration and target path type. Then we select the source E directory and the target Active Directory containers. Select the users to migrate and select any additional options we may need. We can then perform a dry run to make sure things are okay. This shows what would happen without any actual changes being written. Once we are happy, we can perform the migration properly. Let's look at that again and actually see what takes place. Let's follow similar steps. Pick the migration and target path type. Then we select the source E directory. And the target Active Directory containers. This time, let's deselect a couple of users. Let's leave any additional options and keep the defaults so any existing policies and quotas are maintained. Now we have performed a dry run, let's take a look at the file system. This is a storage area in Active Directory environment where the current user's home directories exist. Now let's perform the migration and watch the process creates and migrates the user's home folders and data. Now let's view the properties on one of the home folders. Note the user's access rights have been preserved during the migration. Now let's take a look at the newly created user. Note in the profile the user's home directory is set. In this short video we've shown you how Novell Storage Manager and cross-empire data migration can help by simplifying and taking the guesswork out of server platform migrations.